love the reason of the season. And the older I get and the longer I stay with him, the more that that means to me. Amen. And the more I look at this world and see this world falling apart, the more that I become more and more glad that I'm saved. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse number 24. And I ask that you'd pray for us. The Bible said, "For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries. Will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. And I will also save you from all your uncleanness." Amen. We'll just stretch a hand this way. Ask the Lord to help us tonight. Father, I ask you, Father, tonight for just a little while that you would come and stand here by me. Stand with me, God. I do need your help. I feel like, God, that we're going to stand before you again someday for this. You know, God, when you dealt with my heart about this message, I pray, God, that you just help us to deliver it now. I ask for the eloquence and I ask for the anointing. I felt your presence is here to help us. I felt it, God, in the singing and in the exhorting of the brethren. And I pray, God, tonight that your will would be done. Transform us, Lord, into one of your ministers. We'll pray your good name. Let the church say, amen. I want to preach tonight on just a very simple thought on what I'm calling, let God fix it. Amen. Just let God fix it. You see, we live in a world of chaos. Amen. We live in a world of chaos, confusion, and corruption. Everywhere you turn, all of those things is always there. The reason being for that is we live in a world where mankind has fallen to sin. Can you say amen? This world of chaos, confusion, and corruption turns into and produces problems, pain, and shame. In fact, I believe the Bible's right. I believe you can turn to this good Bible and it gives you an answer for anything that you're looking for pertaining to man's life. The Lord God told Adam when he drove him out of the garden because of Adam's sin, he told him, he said, "In sorrow shalt thou go all the days of thy life." In sorrow, amen. They used to sing a song in the churches, and it said the name of the title of the song was "Sin is to Blame." And one of those verses said something like this. It said, "See yonder man in the prison he dwells, sin is to blame. List to the story he plaintively tells, sin is to blame. Said sin is to blame for all sorrow. Have no hopes for tomorrow. Sin is to blame for it all." Amen. We live in that world. We live in that day. Amen. There's in our world today, we live in a world that is full of fear. It's a troubling day. We live in a world, of course, with fear brings torment. They're talking about, and just a very small news caption on the front page of our paper today about a lady somewhere, I believe down in Knox County, that they had found laying out in her yard. Someone had murdered her. And of course, the paper said that the cause of death was unknown. But those things strikes fear, and that fear brings a torment to your mind. The what ifs this happens. And it creates a lot of havoc in a man's mind. What if this happens to my wife? Or what if this would happen to my children? We read about abductions every day as warp-minded men do evil things. And it can bring a torment. Amen. It is a lot of hurting and a lot of crying going on in our land. Could you say amen? You see, this hurting and this crying, it goes all the way back. If you'll remember, the Bible readers will remember that the Bible spoke about, and it likens the last day, which me and you're in, it likens it unto, the Bible said, as it was in the days of Lot, which Lot was in the days of Sodom, Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Bible talked about the cry of Sodom. And the Lord spoke about that cry. Amen. I've done a little word study wondering what the cry of Sodom really was. Amen. The Strong said that that word cry, it meant the outcry, if you will. Amen. The word outcry meant from anguish, an outcry from anguish or danger, or a cry of distress or alarm. Amen. We're living in a day where the cry of America is reaching back to God. Amen. That word cry also meant to shriek, which means to scream as in fright, horror, or wild laughter, terror, or pain. Amen. We live in that day where that the cry of America is reaching out. You can hear it on the news and the radios. You can hear it all across the land as men shriek from the fear and the terror. You can say what you will. I don't want to get off track here. But our jails are filled with men and women, amen, who are possessed by this nothing other than a fear. And it holds them in check. And it keeps them. It's a fright. It's a horror. Amen. It's a terror of pain. Amen. The Bible spoke about in one place, it said, the sinners in Zion are afraid. They are men and women tonight. And this is my own interpretation. You can say what you will. But there are people tonight, amen, that knows just enough about God and end time that they're scared to death. They know just enough about the Bible that it strikes a fear in their soul. They have heard just enough of the old time preaching, whether it was educated, whether it was really up to par or not. But they heard enough preaching along our land, amen, of the mark of the beast and the things that would come upon the end day. They remember the songs about the moon turning into blood. They remember the scriptures about the rocks of men running to the mountains and the rocks and crying for them to fall on them. Amen. And it has caused the sinners to be afraid. Could you say amen? And in that fear, they're searching, as Brother Jeff said. They're searching for something. They're looking for something. They're trying to find some way out of this danger. They're trying to find something that can satisfy something. Anyone that is afraid will look for something that'll give them safety. Anybody that has a fear will look for some means of protection. There's a song that says something like this. It said, in search of many answers that your troubled soul just couldn't seem to find. Amen. In search of many answers, but your problem's getting worse all the time. Amen. We look in a world today of drugs, pleasures, relationships, trying to soothe, trying to silence, trying to fix it. Come on now. We live in a world today, and I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings by any kind of sad memories, but we live in a world today where that one of the number one rates of men dying today is suicide. And it is that drives them, something pushing them, something pursuing them. They feel like something's after them, and they feel the only way they can find is just try to find some relief through the pains of death. We live where the Bible even spoke about, and it uses the words, no having, no hope, and without God in the world. No hope, no hope, no happy expectation. You see, as these brothers sang and testified, there is a happy expectation in the heart of every child of God. They're not expecting it to end in misery and sadness and gloom and doom. They're not contemplating suicide nor turning to the drugs to find them some kind of means of lifting them as the world does. Amen. But the world has no hope, no happy expectation. The world has no trust. They have no one that they could truly share the intimate secrets of their heart with. They trust no one because they know they can't be trusted. Amen. Instead of being hopeful, they are hopeless. Amen. They are full of desperation and they are full of despair. Many of the one is crying tonight and said, oh God, how I wish I could change. How I wish things could be just a little bit better. How long that I could get away from this kind of lifestyle and find some other means to be. I'd like to be a different person. I'm tired of the fear. I'm tired of the pain. I'm tired of my soul shrieking as I wonder and stir in my heart. What am I going to do? Tomorrow has no hope. It is a hopeless situation. I want to preach tonight. Let God fix it. Come on, church, scoot up here and help me preach. Let God fix it. Amen. A song that we sang sometimes said, you can come to Jesus as you are, lonely, weary, and sad, and in the Lord find a resting place, and then you'll be so glad. Amen. There's one thing that the Lord promises that you'll never find in this world, that is rest and reason. Show me a sinner in Zion that is afraid. Show me a man of the world that has rest and reason. Show me somebody that has a restful spirit about them instead of a restless spirit about them. Show me somebody, amen, that ain't caught up in the crossfires of politics and the economical situations. Amen, but show me one. Amen, and Jesus said this, come unto me. Are you hearing him cry? Come unto me, all you that are weary and are laboring and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. How much longer can your soul go without rest? Amen. The one man wrote a song. It said, men are breaking down from weary day by day. Jesus said, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking upon the things that is to come upon this world. Amen. They're looking for rest, but the only rest is in the Lord. They're looking for a reason. They're looking for some kind of answer. They're searching for answers, but their problems is getting worse all the time. But Jesus said, come unto me, amen, and I'll give you rest. He said, come, though your sins be as scarlet. He said, let us reason together. Amen, you don't have to end this thing. You're saying tonight in your heart, I just can't do it. It's totally impossible. I would like for this thing to be different, but I just can't make it happen. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I want you to listen to my scripture text tonight. I want to preach to you, let God do it. You can't do it by yourself. You can't fix it. The more you mess with it, the worse it'll get. The farther you plunge in it, the deeper you'll go. But here, did you hear what the Bible said? Amen. This is the word of the Lord. God said this, I will do it. How can I get out of this, preacher? How can I break this company? How can I break out of this crowd? How can I get away from this group? How can I get out of this bunch that I run with? And the Lord said, I will take you from among the heathen. I will bring you out. Are you hearing me preach? And then he said this, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. And from all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Amen. Men have tried. We're fixing to go on into the new year. A week from this Friday night, there'll be all kinds of resolutions made. And 2 weeks from this Friday night, all them resolutions will pretty much be broken. Amen. But listen to me tonight. If you let God fix it, amen, he can fix it. Can you say amen? Amen. How can I get clean, preacher? I'm tired of this filth. I'm tired of this pollution. I'm tired of this degradation. I hear him say in his word, he said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Could somebody raise a hand and worship the Lord? The Lord is saying, I will take you from among the heathen. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. And I'll cleanse you. And then he said this, I will take away the stony heart. I'll do it. Preacher, in my heart, help me, Holy Ghost. In my heart, there's things. In my heart, there's bitterness. In my heart, there's grudges. In my heart, there's hate. In my heart, there's revenge. In my heart, there's hurt.
In my heart, there's things that'll never be able, ever be able to be fixed up. Amen. Not if you keep on letting yourself try to patch it up. Amen. But if you let God, God said, I will take away the stony heart and I will give you a heart of flesh. Amen. But oh, I just couldn't live right, preacher. But hear what else he said. I will put my spirit within you. Then listen what he said. I will save you. Great God in heaven. I'm saying tonight, would you let God fix it? Amen. Amen. You say there's no way. It can never be. It just won't happen.
You don't understand what salvation is all about. Listen to me. Let me preach just a few minutes. Getting saved is different from praying. Now, I grant you, you get saved by praying, but getting saved is different than just praying. When you get, you can go to an altar and pray till you feel better and not be no better. You can't do no better because you ain't no better. In fact, and I'm not trying to complicate nor confuse, but you're really worse. Because if you go, do you pray that spirit of conviction away? What you need to do is you need to pray until you get saved. He said, I will save you. You must realize that he is the creator. Amen. David was a man that had sinned. You can read the story of David in the book of Kings. Amen. David had committed adultery. And then David started his false lies, trying to falsify his ways. Amen. And cover his ways. And then he had a man murdered. You hearing me? He literally had an innocent man put to death. Amen. That's right. And then we find David as he comes before the Lord. And David don't ask God to just make me a little bit better. Don't just let me mend my ways for a few minutes. Don't patch me up. I'm not just praying God for this or that. But David said, create within me, amen, a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit. Amen. Let God create it. Amen. That's what he said in his word tonight. I will take away the stony heart and I will put in you a heart of flesh. God can create you. God can make you all over again. Oh, but preacher, you don't understand how I feel. Amen. But how would you like to be a brand new creature? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We love to sing that song. I'm in a new world. At my favorite verse said, while traveling through this sinful road, I had no one to share my load. I wandered here and there, but no one seemed to care. But when I knelt that night to pray, I stepped into a brand new day. I didn't get up from the altar and feel that same old heaviness. I didn't get up from the altar and feel that same old burden. I didn't get up from the altar and feel that dread. I said, I can't do it and it's impossible. I felt like a brand new man, and something said, I fixed it. I can do it. I took care of it.
Would you raise your hands? Worship the Lord. Ask God to help us. Amen. Let God fix it. You've heard the story that they told about a man of wickedness and sank low into the things of this world in a pitiful plight. He penned these questions. What can wash away my sin? I feel so dirty. I feel so unclean. I feel so polluted. I wish something could wash this away. And he wrote the next question, what can make me whole again? I feel like I've, as some, brother, somebody said here a while ago, I've wasted. I feel like I've just wasted it away. But then they said that same man made a trip to the altar. Some way, somehow, another, he met the Lord. Amen. And he felt the miraculous power of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ as it came down upon his soul. I'm telling you, there's a difference. difference between praying and getting saved. And that man went back to those words that he had pinned down. And he read them again. What can wash away my sin? And after that question mark, he wrote this. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Let God fix it. You believe he can fix it? Raise your hands if you will. Jeremiah the prophet tells about a trip down to the potter's house. And as he's watching this potter's working, he's making vessels. And right while that potter's working with that vessel, if you look any kind of Bible dictionary, it shows a man either sitting or standing, and there's a large wheel at the bottom, and he's just spinning that wheel with his feet, and a spindle comes up and another wheel on the top, and then that wheel on top of that wheel, that lump of clay's being turned, and that man's fingers is molding and shaping that vessel. And right while he's shaping that vessel, the Bible said, Jeremiah said, that vessel was marred in the hands of the potter. Amen. Could I preach to me and you tonight, amen, that God created every man and every woman for a vessel of honor, for a vessel of glory. God created every man and every woman for a vessel, amen, that he could get use out of. Amen. It was not some kind of a lack of skill in the potter's hands that caused the vessel to be marred, but it was some kind of deformity within the clay itself that caused this vessel to be marred. But could you see this man, this master potter, as he turned them wheels, and in his mind he's thinking, this is what this vessel will be, but when I get finished with it, and to his amazement, something out of his control caused that vessel to mar. Amen. He did not take that vessel and sling it into the waste heap and say, forget it. But the Bible said so. He made it again, another vessel. The devil says, you messed it up. You're in a ruin. It'll never do you no good to pray. God will never help you. Your life is marred. Your life is scarred. Your life is done. It's all over with. You might as well forget it. And the devil wants to throw you into the dust heap of eternity called hell. But God's just saying tonight, I can fix it if you'll let me. You're not too late. I can still take it. I can make it again. Another vessel. Somebody that knows what I'm preaching about, shout amen. Right when you thought it was all done, right when you thought it was all over, right when you thought it was through, amen, God fixed it. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I've been pastor now for a little over 15 years, and I've pastored men and women, amen, that have said in their testimonies, I was a drunk. I've pastored, amen, men that were drunks, men that were alcoholics. By the time of their young years, I pastored men that left the church at 16, never went back inside the church house door till they was in their mid-30s. Amen. I've pastored men and women, and I hope you'll help me preach, amen, that their lives was marred, their marriages was on the rocks, as headed for divorce court. I don't mind to tell you, it ain't no disgrace, it's God's amazing grace, amen. But I know one elder man, he told me, him and his wife that he's with tonight, amen, had been divorced 5 times, amen. Are you hearing me preach? The world, the devil, all the world says, the statistics say, there's no hope for it, but God says, I can fix it. Could you say amen? Amen. The bitterness, the hurt, the confusion. Amen. God can fix it. That song said, healing bodies, saving souls, mending hearts again. That's the kind of business that my God is in. Jesus walked into the temple and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Are you hearing me? God can fix it. Somebody said, time heals. But I say, no, God heals over time. time can only eternity, endless time. Ask a man in hell, you've got all the time you want? Did time heal your hurt? And a man in hell says, no. Go to the regions of the damned and ask a man down in the deep, has time healed your remorse, your sorrow? And that man says, no, my sin is ever before me. Time can't heal, but God can heal over time. In a period of time, oh, I've seen them come to the house of God. Hey, man, they didn't look like they fit in. But give God just a little time to fix it. Help me preach, would you? And you could see, look around, and you couldn't tell who was who in the house of God. David said, thy gentleness hath made me great. You see, I've heard them talk about wounds. Wounds that they said they were better if they didn't close up. It must just heal from the inside out. Let God fix it. Let God fix your heart. Let God heal from the inside. Pray with me, church. Amen. Let God cleanse that from the inside. You see, in our holiness church, it sits many, many people. Some of you could shout amen. Amen. Many of them come from homes that had been broken. Hearts that had been broken. Amen. Things that went wrong in their life. But you can't tell it, because God fixed it. Somebody shout amen. You can't tell the scars, and you can't tell the pain, and you can't tell where I've been, and you don't know what all I've involved in, and you don't know what runs through their minds. Amen. And the only reason that you don't, Brother Jeff said it a while ago, when God fixes that, he takes it and casts it in that sea of forgetfulness, and it's never to be remembered again. If you look past the bloodline, you'd find people. Amen. The Bible spoke about a lot of wickedness, and he said in such words, some of you, amen, oh, there's nobody in church preacher like I am. There's nobody there. One of the greatest men that wrote over half of the New Testament. He said, I was a murderer. I was a blasphemer. I'd done all kinds of wickedness. Amen, but God saved Apostle Paul. Amen, listen to me. If you listen past their testimony of conversion, you'd hear them tell. But Brother Mike Wagers can sing it better than anybody I know. There's been a change in me. Come on now. They used to sang a song, Brother Jeff, that said something like this. God took away my yesterdays. Amen. Amen. God, they sang a song that said, God reached way below the bottom for me that night. And then one of my favorites, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was blind, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. If you'd let God fix it, God knows how. Can you say amen? Amen. If you'd let the Lord, I don't know, preacher, what's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to do better. You'll not get nowhere, friend. I'm going to try to straighten up. I hate to disappoint you. You'll be right back on the mess you're in. Amen. But if you let God fix it, if you're tired of it, if you'd like to have a brand new start, amen, not just try all a little while, but let God completely fix it. Raise your hands. Ask God to help me finish this message. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. He wrote to me. I wrote to him. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do this. I'm going to come to your church. Man, I had hopes in him. I'm going to really, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to get my children. I'm going to bring my family. And we're going to come there. I don't got much more. When I get this behind me, I'm going to be in the house of God. Man, how he done good and how he talked good in his letters. Amen. But last night on the phone, they said, I'm working with. And Jackie's working with me. I said, how's he doing? What about what you wanted? What about
when you was by yourself and you had time to think and you was all alone and you knew what put you there and you knew what caused it and you seen the hurt and you seen the endless pain and the promises you made and the vows that you told yourself and what you told the Lord, but tonight you see it can't be fulfilled. But if you let God fix it, our dear friend Brother Houston said, if every sinner in our fair land would take one trip to the fix-it man, just go to Jesus, get a fix for free, it would sure cure our sick society. How about it tonight? Are you going to go on in the world a wishing and a hoping and a praying that someday? Or what about tonight? My God can fix it. He's a fix-it man. He fixed souls and bodies all over the land. He heals. He heals the pain, the shame, the remorse. You don't have to drop your head. You don't have to walk around with a name. You don't have to go around saying, I don't want nobody to know about my past. You can say that was what I used to be, but that old man died, and now I'm a brand new man. I've been touched by God's own hand. God took away my yesterdays. God can fix it. No one else can fix it. Amen. I've pastored men. I ain't saying it to their shame, not one bit. I love them. They know I love them. They testify to it here. I pastor present tense. I pastor men that have been to the AA meetings. You've heard him testify about it. He man comes here on a regular basis. Amen, I've heard him testify. And he said, you can go to that AA meeting. When you walk up, and this is what he said here in this church. He said, when you introduce yourself, you got to say, I'm Mr. Dan Lamar. I am an alcoholic. It don't matter how many days, how many weeks, how many years you've been going. That is still how you introduce yourself. Amen. But when you come to this altar and God introduces you to his dear son and the Spirit of God, my God in heaven, and the blood of Jesus Christ. I feel like saying that again. And the blood of Jesus, amen, comes over your soul. It washes you. My God, what can take a black heart, amen, and wash it red with God's blood and make it white as snow? When God washes you white, you don't have to say, my name is so-and-so, I am an alcoholic. But you can say, bless God, that's what I one time was. That's the old days, the former days, yesteryears, what I used to be. But now I'm a child of God. I'm a man of God. My family no longer's messed up. My children ain't destined to go to hell. My little boys and girls don't have to follow the trend of sin and end up in the same mess that daddy and mommy's in. But my children now are going to the house of God. They're seeing daddy pray. They never seen daddy cry. But now tears of joy and the tears of the spirit flows down his face while he holds them in his arms. Let God fix it. Amen. I want to ask, if you will, Brother Tommy, bring your family and come. I appreciate Brother Tommy, his family. I appreciate his wife. I appreciate how God fixed it. Amen. Somebody said, church is for sissies. Church is for real men. Anybody can wimp and go to hell and go join the crowd and fit and mingle with the world and not want to be different, and because they don't have no backbone, they got to go with the flow and don't stand up. Amen. Help me preach. Stand up, Brother Michael Wagers. A real man. Real man. Amen. Stand up, Brother Mark. A real man. Stand up, Brother Josh. A real young man. Stand up, Brother Joe. A real man of God. Stand up, Brother Gurney. All the odds is against him. But a man that said, I'm not going that route. Stand up, Brother Patrick. A man that said, I'm going to serve God no matter if my family does or not. Stand up, Brother Jeff, if you'll help me preach. A young boy that lost mommy and daddy and was orphaned by the time he was 13 or 14 years old. He said, I'm going to serve God. And all you're looking at is men that let God fix it. The hurt, the bitterness that raised in your soul, young man, if God hadn't fixed it, look where you'd have been. The things, Brother Mike, that haunted your mind, the things that you've seen come in your life, would have what it would have materialized into if God hadn't fixed it. Brother Joe, the testimonies that I've heard you give in, where you'd have been if God hadn't fixed it. Where you was headed, Brother Gurney, if you hadn't let God fix it. Where would you have been, preacher, if God hadn't fixed it? What can I do? I hear God saying, I will. You see? And these good sisters are going to play and sing for us if they will. Not a one of these men had the power to do it on their own. As much as they wanted to. How many times did you cry, I'm going to do better? How many times, Brother Joe, have I heard you tell it? Me and my wife would lay in the bed at night, lost, and hold hands and cry, God, don't let us go to hell. A boy laying in his bed with his lost wife said, don't let me go to hell. But no power to change. No power, no ability, no might. But one night, about 9 years ago, walked down to this altar and let God fix it. And he fixed him, and he fixed his wife, and he fixed his children. God can fix it. Stand with me tonight, if you will. They're going to sing. I want to ask you, would you like to come into these altars? Let God fix it. You can't fix it. It's absolutely impossible for you to fix it. But God can fix it. God can turn it all the way back around. While they sing, church is praying. You want to let him fix it?
Wounded, lying on the ground.
You want to let him fix it?
Beaten and battered from a harsh and cruel world, the Lord passed by. Saw me about to die.
God can take care of it.
With compassion in his voice he spoke. I had to rise when he said live. I
had to breathe.
Why don't you let him fix it?
When he said dance, I felt heaven's melody. When he said sing.
Oh, why don't you let him fix it tonight?
And he gave me the strength to
carry on. Why don't you let him fix it? Oh, why don't you let him fix it?
Lying all alone.
God help Jesus.
And the blood of my transgression.
You're looking at men and women that God has fixed.
Found the Lord pass by with love in his eyes. And with forgiveness in his voice he spoke. And I had to run
when he said live.
I had to
breathe when he said dead. Heaven's melody when he said sing a redemption song.
And he gave me the strength to carry on.
And he said live.
He can fix your heart.
He can fix your soul. He can fix your situation.
Song, and he broken. I had to rise when
He said to live. I had to breathe. He said next, I felt heaven's melody. When He said sing a redemption song, and He gave me the strength to carry on.
With compassion and grace. and the blood of my transgressions shall never be found. The Lord has died. The Lord has died.
If you could only heard the conversation of the man on the other end of the phone the other night when he called me, him and his family in trouble, just things, drugs and things that messed up his home, and he'd been in church. I told you here the other night, him and his wife been married 28 years, fixing to split up. But I listened to that man crying on the other end of that phone, Brother Rodney, and he said, I lay down on my bed at night, and I think about hell. And he said, I can almost feel the heat as I think about hell. And I said, God can fix it. I told him, I said, God's the only one that can come through and fix it. And Brother Rodney, I thought about his words as he was crying. And I couldn't imagine what he's feeling like laying on that bed as he thinks about hell. And he feels the heat. He said, I almost feel the heat of hell as I lay there thinking about it. And I beg God, as Brother Rodney's talking about, Brother Joel, beg God not to let me go to hell. Oh, I'm glad that he fixed me. I'm glad that he fixed me. I'm going to get out of the way here, but I'm glad that he fixed me. I'm glad, Brother Mike, when he said live, that I had to breathe. And when he said dance, I heard the melody of heaven. And when he said sing, I heard that redemption song. I know that song may not suit some people, but that song fits me, Brother Ronnie, because when he said live, I was laying there dying and lying on the ground in the blood of my transgression, and no hope of that nobody ever finding me. But he passed by with love in his eyes and with forgiveness in his voice. He spoke to me and I had to rise, and he said live. And I started breathing. And he said, dance. And I heard the melody of heaven. I'm glad he fixed us right. I'm glad he's a fixing man. Oh, I'm glad that when he says live, Sister Pam, we can stand to our feet and we can live. You don't have to die in sin. You don't have to die in that lie. When he says live, you have to breathe. You don't have to die that way. You don't have to die in that shape. But when he says live, that's what he's saying tonight. He said you can live. You can live. He's saying, come unto me, and you can live. Brother Ronnie,
I wasn't going to say anything tonight. I said to myself, you're just going to keep quiet. But we got to singing that song when he said, Leo, I had to breathe. And I feel him saying tonight, if you'll come, I'll let you leave. You don't know what living is until you come to me. Why don't you come and live? Why don't you come and live? Oh God. You don't know what living is until you really find Him. You don't know what living is until you really come to Him. The words for days, Brother Ron, and it's been ringing over in my heart and mind. It's just one word, and that word is come. Come. A Savior, when they'll start hands reaching out, says, I want you to live. I want you to live. I'm going to get out of the way here, Brother Ronnie. But you can live. If we could sing that song one more time. You can live. He can fix it. He can fix it. He can fix it.
I had to breathe when he said this.
I'm the heaven's melody. When he said this.
Good Lord's will tomorrow. Be our last state that God's gave me a job. I'll use.
He can fix it. I said he can fix it. My God can fix it. He's a fix-it man. He fixed souls and bodies all over the land. Amen. I like it. I like to see him fix it. He wants to fix it. He's able to fix it. You can't live without him. You can't live without him. There ain't no way. You'll never live without him. You'll die over and over and over. You'll die. No, you may not be buried, but what a miserable, pitiful lie. And you'll watch those that you know, they'll go, you'll see joy, happiness, and you'll know you could have lived. And you'll get worse and worse. Awful. I ain't talking about years from now. I'm talking about right now. I feel the Lord. It's going to get bad. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't been through nothing yet. What the devil will put you through in a short time. Wring the very life out of you. There is a way you can get to where you want to pray. God can fix it. He's able. He's the only one who can. He knows how. He knows just exactly how to fix it. There ain't nobody in this world can break them chains. Nobody. They don't have the strength. They don't have the power. But Jesus, he can break them. He knows how. My God can fix it. He's a fix-it man. It'd be different if it was a game. It'd be different. It's just a game. It'd be different if you could close your eyes and shrug your shoulders. Say, leave me alone. I don't want to go. But you can't. Nobody, no man has the power to withstand the forces of hell. You can't do nothing. Devil come in your home. He come in your life. Take over. He tell you what to do. You hear it on the news all the time. Voices. They told me to do it. You believe that, preacher? 100%. Guarantee it. No, it wasn't the Lord, but to some poor deceived soul, they thought it was. Told them to kill the children. Devil does it all the time. He gets in men's mind, tells them to kill old people. Just for a few pills. Just for a few dollars. Do all kinds of ungodly deeds. Throw their bodies over the bridges. They done it right here in Bell County. Kill them, leave them laying on the road. Man, they're bad, ain't they, preacher? No, they ain't bad. They just got a bad devil inside of them. They cry just like you do. They get all alone. They're scared absolutely to death. They're afraid of their shadow. They hate it when the darkness comes. They don't want to be alone. No way. They can't stand being by themselves. Amen. But the Lord said, I can fix it. And he can. And he will if you'll let him. But as great as he is and as powerful as it is, he won't if you won't let him. He just won't. Every last one of us could have turned him away, could have went to hell. When he knocked, Brother Joe talked about the opportunity. How many more years have we got, preacher? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't want to take a chance on it. Amen. We hope you have a wonderful Christmas. We hope the Lord blesses you. He can make it the best Christmas you ever had. He can. That's what he came for. That's what he came for. Please pray for Sister Ashley's dad and Sister Ashley and her family. I'd like to see God heal him. I'd like to see God touch him. I sure would. Sister Ashley's grandmother and granddaddy was here Sunday morning. I guess I've prayed as much for him since he was here as I did before he got here. I'd like to see God touch him. He can. He knows how. Amen. All right. Stand with us if you will. We do appreciate you being in the house of the Lord so very much. Anybody else got anything you'd like to say? All right, let's thank the Lord for this service. Father, thank you for your time.